Cork Ladies Football Manager Aoife Fitzgerald on the line now as we look ahead to a big one this Sunday in round three of the Lidl Ladies Football National League on Sunday afternoon. Dublin, the visitors to Mallow. Aoife, it's a repeat of the All-Ireland final, of course, and one I'm sure your players are looking forward to.
It is, yeah. Obviously, I suppose at the moment we're much changed in terms of our personnel and that, but it's certainly an opportunity for us to see what some of the younger girls are made of. The Dublin will be very strong, and you know, they won the first two league matches, so we know it's going to be a fairly formidable task, but I think we're well up for it, and hopefully we'll get a good result on Sunday.
Indeed. As you mentioned there, that it's a new look side for you. I took a scan over the panel, and largely unchanged for this match. Still a lot of players still to come back in, potentially.
Yeah, and we've picked up a few injuries. Orla Farmer was injured with UCC the other night, and Orla Finn is carrying a bit of an injury, so we're not so sure in terms of even in the team we've named as to whether they'll be able to line out or not. But as I said, that gives other girls an opportunity, and it gives us a chance to look at them and see, you know, as I say, you're not going to get a bigger test in Dublin. So and it's in Mallow, which we like playing there. So hopefully it'll give us an opportunity, as I say, to have a look at some of the younger players and see if they're, you know, if they're up to the test. I think they are.
Good. And any update on those, we'll say, more experienced girls, the All-Stars, we'll say?
Yeah, well, Annie Walsh is back in training. I think Rona Buckley will be back with us next week. Some of the couple of the older ones are taking, I suppose, an extended break, so they won't be back in the next few weeks. But hopefully, within the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll have a better idea as to the makeup of the panel for the year. But I'm not pushing those girls because, you know, I think we'll get the value out of it later on. You know, the break won't do them any harm at all, and you know, if they have the hunger and they want to come back, then they'll be really raring to go. The weather's getting better now, and you know, the night's getting brighter, so hopefully, as I say, we're not playing championship until the 4th of June, so that gives us a long period to get ready for that. But obviously we want to do as well as we can in the league as well, but the league isn't the priority for us. It's just a case of making sure that we're competitive in every game and trying to unearth some new talent, because, you know, I suppose it's stating the obvious that the older girls can't go on forever. Mm. But I suppose from a selfish point of view, we want them to go on for a bit longer, yes.
Absolutely. Look, as supporters, we're just hoping that they'll be back. And look, in the meantime, it's Dublin on Sunday in Mallow. And the opportunity that it does present for your panel of players, the fact that you've lost the last match, like, do you think that refocuses things? You probably don't need that with Dublin, like.
No, obviously, trip to Armagh, it was a long trip. And, you know, Armagh, we played on a tight pitch and they were very, very much up for it. I think they were fair in advance of us in terms of their training. They've been training since November. So when you take all those into consideration, I think we were still very competitive. They were very defensive, and you know, we found it hard to break them down. And on the day, their intensity maybe took us a little bit by surprise. But that's all, again, that's all part of the learning process. And you know, but what I did like about our players was we didn't play particularly well. You know, we kept fighting, and you know, we were right to the death. We were attacking them. So from that point of view, it was pleasing, but obviously you like to pick up the 2 points as well. But, you know, these away trips tend to be difficult this time of the year.
Yeah. The fact that you're home again on Sunday as well, and the fact that it's Dublin, should be a very good game. And you'll obviously hope that the local support turns out.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, I think that's probably the one thing with ladies football, is that we don't really get the support. You know, you have the diehards who go to every game, but like we like to see is that, you know, it's great quality, and you know, the games, especially this time of the year, they'd be very, very good, and they'd be high intensity and very good quality in them. So we'll be hoping that that people will turn out in Mallow and Sunday for what should be a close and exciting game.
Absolutely. Look, we'll be there anyway, and we'll talk to you after the game, Aoife.
Okay, Lisa, thanks very much.